time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day to come and join the study. I'm glad that you're with us today. We're in the book of John, John chapter 17. We're going to be reading from verse 24 to the end of the chapter, verse 26. So please that you would open your Bibles and join me today in the reading and the studying of the Word of God. Again, John chapter 17, verses 14 through 26. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'd like to invite you to write, if you would like. The address, mailing address, would be Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. I would love to hear from you, so please take a minute and write to me. Let me know that you're listening, if you're enjoying the study, if you've come to know the Lord Jesus, please, that you would take a few minutes to do so. I'd love to hear from you. John chapter 17, beginning to read now with verse 24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundations of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study today. Father, I ask that you will give us strength as we enjoy this study. We need your wisdom. We need your will and way. We need to be spirit-led as we study this, your precious word, that we may know your perfect will. Help us as we go through these short verses, these three verses here, and yet there's so much in there. Let us glean from them, glean from you, that, again, we may know what we're to do today. Today is the day you have given us. You have not promised us tomorrow, so give us the strength for today, and we will serve you and praise you and honor you. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this study and this opportunity that we have. Now, please, that you'll touch every heart that's out there. Every time I open your word, you touch my heart, and I ask that the same happen to everyone that's listening, that they'll come to know you as their Savior, and they'll begin that wonderful walk together with you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin with the 24th verse. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Oh, to look at those sweet words, the immediate words right there. All that believe know that the Son comes from the Father, left glory to come here for one purpose, and that is to die for my sin and for the sin of all the world. And He did that. He died for all of our sins that we might live. Oh, what a wonderful gift the Lord Jesus has given us in giving us salvation. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please that you trust in Jesus today. You don't miss an opportunity to come to Him that you can even begin this study, because if you'll notice, the very first word of this study in verse 24 is Father. It says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. The opportunity has come our way because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done upon the cross of Calvary. He has died there for you and for me. Please that you trust in Him and begin this walk. And it needs to be a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. Do you believe that Jesus Christ can take your sin away? And not just the sin of the world, let's get personal, your sin. I believe the day I come to Jesus Christ, I believe that God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, I believe that He could take my sin away. And I come to Him, and He did. And you need to have that same working, the same wonderful relationship with Jesus. Everyone can have it if you'll surrender to Jesus. But you must accept that fact that He died for you personally. And that's what we talk about, this personal relationship. So I want you to look very close into your heart as we study these words, because maybe some of these things aren't open to you because you've never come by faith to Jesus. Let's enjoy that Jesus prayed to his Father. And he prayed to his Father for several things here. He prayed to his Father that we would be preserved, that we'd be kept, sanctified, and unified, put together, unity. And the desire of the Lord Jesus' heart was that we would be safe and grow in him, in the Lord Jesus, that we may know the Father and know the Father in a better way. And his work was set out to do this. And Psalms 84, verse 11, tells us, "For the Lord God is sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Oh, to know we have a God that desires to give us all, everything that is for our good and for our growth, we will be given. Please, and look at that, with he will uphold, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That word, "I will," there at the beginning, "Father, I will." Those are very strong words, very bold words. We're not really able to speak those words. You know, Jesus can speak those words because he is God and he paid the price. He paid the debt so we can live. So the Lord Jesus Christ, when he says, "I will do," it is a sure thing. It's going to happen. You know, you and I, we say, well, we'll try. You know, we'll do our best. But our best isn't perfect. And our best many times is nothing short of failure, because we lack a certain ability, or we begin to do it on our own will and do not trust upon the way and the will of the Lord. And so we find ourselves falling so short many times. But Jesus never falls short, because he is God. And he says, "I will," and it's as if it is done. It's finished. What a wonderful statement there, of just those first three words, when he approaches his Father and our Father. Because if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and again, you have that wonderful personal relationship with him, you can call him Father because you've come by faith to him. "I will that they also," this is a desire of the heart of Jesus, "whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am." Let's read that just a little different, with leaving that center section out. "Father, I will that they also be with me where I am." That's what I want. I want them to be with me, these that you have given me. Remember, we have been through those verses of Scripture several times back in Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. And if you question what that means as far as the giving, if you have all of a sudden you are one of the called, you are one of the chosen, as you might use those words. We have been through the Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 30, concerning the foreknowledge of God, when God speaks of being predestined, conformed, all these things, called, justified, glorified. We looked all those words up, and we had a good study with those, and we see very clearly that as God looks down through time, by his foreknowledge, the ability God has to look down through into the future and see every sin I have and ever will commit, and he took every sin that was, and he nailed it and gave it to his Son. His Son, Jesus Christ, bore it upon the cross of Calvary for me. And I believe that. I know Jesus did that for me. Yes, he did it for the rest of the world. And I praise God that he did it for all the world. But I praise God that he did it for me. And it's personal. It's not just some universal power. And I think that's where we make so many mistakes sometimes, because we look at this thing as being kind of a universal thing. And so if you just generally believe, or if you join this certain church or whatever, but it is not. You're missing the whole thing if you do not come to Jesus Christ personally, if you don't have that relationship, and if you don't look to him and say, "Can you take my sin away? I believe you can take my sin away. I believe that you have taken my sin away. And when I look to Jesus Christ, I know that he has delivered me." And I hope that you feel the same way and know the same way. And when I use the word feel, I feel wonderful. I feel joyful because I know Jesus Christ is my Savior. But I don't serve Him because I feel good today. Okay, I feel like serving Him. I serve Him because I want to serve Him. I set out to serve Him each and every day and praise His name. It's wonderful to know we have a God that I can call Father because of Jesus Christ, my Savior. I can speak to the Father because the Lord Jesus Christ didn't just die for me and go to the grave and stay there. After the resurrection, He was seen by hundreds, and then at the close of that period of time, 40 days, then He ascended back home, and He is at the right hand of the throne of God right now, making intercession for me. That means I can go right to the Father, and I can speak that word Father and know that I'm speaking right to God the Father because of Jesus Christ and what He's done for me. Please, that you know Jesus the same way, that you too can go and enjoy that. It's not through any kind of works or any means at all. It's just by God's grace that I can do that. And He has set our life out to be a holy, sanctified life. And so please, and when we spoke of the unity that comes, that unity is between the Father, the Son, and me. And the Father, the Son, and every other believer. Not every other church member that's a member of this church or any other church or any certain denomination. It is if I am a member of the church, the universal church, the church that you become a part of when you become a believer in Jesus Christ. I believe that He can take and did take my sin away, mine. Please look very closely into your heart. Do you believe? Oh, I believe He can take the sin of the world away. No, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking very personally to you. And I dealt with my own heart the same way. I had to stop looking at some big picture, and I had to start looking at a simple picture, and that picture was me. I'm dying in my sin, and that's what Jesus showed me when I opened His Word up, that I am dying in my sin, and this hand comes, here I am. Here I am. I have come to save you because I have given you victory. I gave that to you at the cross of Calvary where I died for you. Now come to me. And that's all we have to do, but it must be done. Please that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in Him this day, every day, that you live, serve Him. You come once. He keeps you. He seals you. Here we're speaking of, Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given me. Every person, as God looked down through time, the Father looked down through time and could see every individual that was going to be saved. Then when that time come, that name was added to the Lamb's Book of Life. And that joyfully as that name is placed there and that person is sealed and kept, it's wonderful. And every person that God saw, God the Father, down through time, saw was going to be saved, that one He gave to Jesus. And here Jesus is saying, I will that they also also be with me where I am. And so you see, the Lord Jesus Christ not only was making a strong statement concerning the cross of Calvary, salvation through the cross, and His work as our high priest at the throne of God, but also He desires that we be there too. I want them to be there with me. He says, I want them to be there with me. Oh, praise God that we will not have to spend all of our life here. There's going to be a time, you see, for a believer, once we have finished God's work here, then it is a graduation. Death is graduation. Death is not a sad time, not a grievous time. It is a time of victory because we will go, our soul will go right into the presence of God. And right before we can see the glory, we can see the very character of God. Do you remember when we looked up the word glory? We found that the glory is the nature and acts of God. What He essentially is and does. This character was exhibited by the Lord Jesus Christ when He lived here upon the earth. It's His grace and His power manifested. And so for us to see fully the glorified Christ with His full power and full strength at the throne of God, that's what opportunity that I have the day I meet Jesus Christ as my Savior, and then live this life, die from this life, and go into the presence of God. That's the hope I have because of a decision that I made some 26 years ago, almost 27 now. It was back in 1975, the day I met Jesus Christ. I met Him halfway between the house and the Pharaoh house. If you've listened to this program very long, you've heard me say that many times. But it's as important to me today as it was the day I did it, because it gave me victory and it gave me life and it gave me hope. And that hope comes because not only will He give me strength to walk today, a lot of people believe eternal life is something that begins when this life ends. That's not true. Eternal life begins immediately because you are eternally God's, to serve Him and to walk with Him, to finish this life out, then go into His presence, and then in His presence for eternity, praise Him, honor Him, worship Him, sing to Him. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful time. And here it tells us, Father, I will that they also be with me where I am, those that you gave me. Those through the foreknowledge of God, the foreknowledge of the Father, looked down through time, recognized was going to come by faith to Him and have this wonderful, sweet relationship with Him. Those, Father, Jesus says, thank you, those that you have given me. Now I want to bring them. I want to bring them where I'm going to be, that they may behold my glory. Remember, we just looked the word glory up. The very nature and acts of God, what He is, what He essentially is and does. Oh, to look at the Lord Jesus Christ, to look at who He is, and what His full act, to see His glory, His full glory. What does this verse say? Father, I will that they also be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. I want them with me. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is just literally minutes away from the cross of Calvary. And instead of complaining to the Father of something that's going to happen, something awful that's going to take place here, instead of that, we find that the Lord Jesus is continually teaching these disciples that are with Him, and He teaches them through His prayer to His Father. Now, this is the Lord's Prayer. Chapter 17 of the book of John is the Lord's Prayer. It's not what you see back in Matthew chapter 6. That's an instruction for us, an outline for us on how to pray. But here, this is the prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ, this is His prayer. This is the Lord's Prayer, and it's a beautiful prayer. Been there for many weeks, haven't we, as we have studied these wonderful verses. And again, Father, I will that they also be with me where I am, those that you've given me, that they be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. A glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundations of the world. A glory that thou givest me. Isn't it wonderful? These wonderful words that the Lord Jesus speaks. And again, when He says, I will, it is if it happens. That's closing, that's finishing a promise. That's confirming a promise. That's making a promise to us that we will be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ eternally. Oh, we know, we've studied in the few chapters back concerning the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit comes. And we look forward to that time when the Holy Spirit would come down upon the church. And to this day now, the second, very second that you're saved, we don't have to wait 3 days for salvation, to see and to feel the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we feel Him instantly when we acknowledge that He is God and that He died for my sin. And again, stop looking at it in kind of a universal picture here. Look at individually. Get your eyes looking right to Jesus Christ and look at him and say, I believe that you died for my sin. Please, that you look to Jesus Christ and you start that wonderful personal relationship with Jesus. And until you begin that, until you stop saying, yes, I believe he died for my sins, that's not personal. Look, my sin. He died for my sin individually. Because sometimes we just keep looking at this bigger picture and it stops being personal. I need you to get back one-on-one with Jesus Christ. He's convicting your heart. He's drawing you to him. Please come today and trust in him that you may enjoy and have what is offered to you here. This that is offered is that you'll be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, a glory, Father, that you have given me, something that you have given me. Thank you, Father. Please that we enjoy this. What a great opportunity we have to go into the presence of God. And when he speaks of wanting us to go home with him, you know, it's God's home. It's the eternal dwelling place of God. We have an opportunity as believers and will be in his presence with him, seeing, being in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, seeing his glory, everything, the glory, again, glory, the nature and the acts of God. What he essentially is and does, to totally and fully see him and understand. And yes, that was manifested when Jesus came to earth because he was perfect. But we will see his full glory, everything. And Jesus says, Father, I will that they also, I want to bring them along with me. I want them to be where I am that they may see me completely, totally. See my glory, a glory, Father, that you have given me. You notice that the Lord Jesus Christ even saying, I want them to see my glory. He doesn't even, there's no credit there. He immediately turns and says, a glory that you gave me. And so he immediately turns to a praise unto his Father. We find that so many times. He never takes the honor and glory for himself. I want them to see what you have given me, is what it's saying here. For thou lovest me before the foundations of the world, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then it begins here, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. A relationship that happens between the believer and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and God the Father, is that we know. I know he is God. And until you come recognize your sin and come before him, asking with a repentant, forgiving heart, asking him to forgive you, to set you free from your burdens and begin to have this wonderful walk with him, until you come to him, you cannot come to Jesus Christ without repenting of your sin, turning from your sin. Because you see, when you come before a righteous God, and that's what's called here, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee. That's true. I didn't know. I had been in church all of my life, and I did not know God. I spoke to him through prayer, but I never really spoke to him, you see, because the only prayer that he can hear is a prayer of repentance coming to him. As the Holy Spirit touches your heart, something has to happen. If you say, I'm a child of God, I've come by faith to Jesus Christ, I'm saved, but you don't remember a time when he showed you your condition. I mean, and this isn't a thing that takes a week or a month. It can be just a few seconds just to see who you are. And that's what happens when we look and get close to the Son, the Lord Jesus, at the cross of Calvary. We look at that cross and we see the pain and the agony and the suffering that took place because of our sin, not because of the sin of the Lord Jesus. We begin in a small way in our old flesh to understand how wicked we are, and we have no right to come before a righteous God or a holy God. And yet we realize, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, that we can begin to realize that we can have that. We can come to the Son. We can know the Father because of the work that was done for us on the cross of Calvary by the Lord Jesus. We can have that if we'll just come. And you need to recognize, and until you recognize your condition, the Spirit of God has never done a work in your heart. Because it has to come. When you see who you are and the need that you have for a Savior, you must have Jesus for a Savior. You'll recognize He is the only way. There is no other way. There's no other religion out there. There's no other plan out there. The only plan is for you to recognize one-on-one who you are, and you're a filthy, wicked sinner, and you need Jesus come into your heart and to save you. Please, that you'll trust in Him today and look to Him. You've got to do that. This scripture says, O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee. If you'll notice there, it doesn't say, O righteous Father, the world used to know You. It just says, O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee. Never has the world looked to God. Without the work of the Holy Spirit bringing, and the Scripture even tells us the Father drags those towards Him so that they'll look. And all they need to do is look, and then the Holy Spirit will give every means that you need for salvation. It'll all be opened up to you if you'll just believe. If you'll say, no, I don't believe it, then you don't want to believe it. You're going to die and die in your sin, and you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire because you reject the only way of salvation, the only way to have your sins forgiven. Don't let anyone convince you otherwise. O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee. That's a good, strong statement. And again, it doesn't say, but they used to know Thee. No, it says, but I have known Thee. The relationship, once again, wonderful relationship between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. I have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent Me. Those that He walked with, worked closely with, He's saying, they know where I come from. In other words, they know I am God. They know I am Savior. I have taught them of You. They know of You because of Me, O righteous Father. As we look at this scripture back in the 17th chapter, verse 11, they spoke concerning the sanctifying. He called His Father, Holy Father. And here He says, O righteous Father, O righteous Father, please, these that Thou hast given Me, I have shown them You. I have taken My life, and I have shown to them You, Father. And that's what the work has done. O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent Me. And I have declared unto them Thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved Me may be in them, and I in them. Look at that beautiful verse of Scripture. I in them. Look what happens when a person comes to know Jesus Christ. When a person says, yes, You died for me. Please save me. And He will. And He comes to live within you in the person of the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a wonderful time that we have. And there's going to be a time that we will see His full glory. When we get to heaven, a glory that the Father has given Him, and the Lord Jesus Christ recognizes that and opens that up unto the folks that we may see, and He's praying this to the Father. You know, it's a wonderful study that we've had, and please that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. I'm going to ask you a question that we ask each time we're together, and that question is, what are you going to do about Jesus?